All right, next patient is Mrs. Turk, T-U-R-K. And first name is Charmaine, C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E, 12/17/25. That one was also a stat. All of these are stat today, or priority dictation. Hi, Miss Sixth. So 12/17/25 is the date of birth is 9/26/49. Patient is currently in her ninth benefit period from 11/12/2025 to 1/10/2026. My purpose. This patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation, which will be shared with the hospice medical director. Charmaine, C-H-R-M-A-I-N-E, is a. Let's see, she's going to be 49. She's a 76-year-old woman currently on hospice with a history of cerebrovascular accidents. Also, comorbidities include hypertensive heart disease without heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and then chronic kidney disease, stage 3, diabetes, and seizure disorder, which has required few hospitalizations in the past. Patient appears much weaker than before, period. Patient has a PPS score of 40%, period. She currently lives with her daughter Chandra, S-C-H-A-N-D-R-A, who tells me that she has increased bouts of confusion. She's responsive to person and place, but sometimes she doesn't remember where she is. Patient has bouts of confusion. Patient eats less. She's not her jolly self anymore. Chandra tells me she's more withdrawn. She's sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day. Did I say PPS of 40%? Yeah. Bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependency. Patient's move caused her to be very happy initially when she moved in with her niece, I'm sorry, not daughter, but niece, Chandra, C-H-A-N-D-R-A, but she's now more withdrawn. Chandra feels like she may have had small strokes. I told her that's very possible with the elderly. They're called lacunar, L-A-C-U-N-A-R, stroke related to hypertensive heart disease along with diabetes and hypertension, period. She continues to have 1+ to 2+ edema. This is related to her multifactorial because of positioning and protein calorie malnutrition, period. Her Remeron was decreased to 7.5 milligrams in order to help her sleep better, and her daughter feels like that's working better at this time, period. She belongs to New York Heart Association Class 3 since she becomes very short of breath with any type of activity. Patient is chronically on anticoagulants because of history of DBT, recurrent history of DBD in the past. Patient definitely has dysphagia and symptoms of aspiration related to stroke, which requires the family to feed her very slowly, which they have no problem doing so. she's in a very loving environment and continues to decline with the mentioned findings above. Her niece also feels like her left-sided weakness is getting worse than it was before her move to her residence period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patients expected to do poorly and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.